Meeting is now recorded.
For the benefit of the board, before I turn to you, Marcy, to report on that, I did want to let the board know that we're definitely scheduled for our public input hearings, two of which will be in person, two of which will be virtual, on April 22nd and 23rd. Ms. Chestnut will be presiding over the virtual hearings, and I'll be presiding over the in-person hearings. Members of the board are certainly welcome to attend any of those hearings. We'll be sending out a notice immediately, a public notice about those hearings right away. And it's my assumption that the department and the public advocate will also be publicizing those hearings widely. I did have a question for you, Andre. I'm on your mailing list as a customer, the PWD mailing list, where I frequently get information from the department. Would you include these public hearings in those emails, or would you?
I'll ask public affairs to do that. They were including it in certainly other emails, other social media outreach, blogs, other postings. I'll get the list and ask them to include in the mailings that you're receiving. I'm hoping I can identify it. I receive customer notices too.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
No, I receive customer notices too. I'm trying to make sure we're talking about the same thing. That's all, so I can communicate.
They're notices. I'm sure Deb, you probably get them as well. Periodic notices from the water department. I just get them as a customer, but I don't think they go to all customers. I signed up for it. You have to sign up for it. But I find them pretty helpful. So those hearings on April 22nd, we're going to start with a public hearing in person here in this building, 1515 Arch, on the 18th floor in the Gas Commission hearing room, which is where we, as a board, used to meet regularly. But it's a fairly decent-sized room, and hopefully that's sufficient for our first public hearing.
1 o'clock.
I'm sorry, yes, it's at 1 o'clock that afternoon. Okay. Then at 6 p.m. that evening, the hearing officer will preside over a virtual hearing, which again would be open to the public, but that would be purely virtual. And the public hearing, the in-person hearing, would be purely in person. And that one would start at 6 o'clock. Then at 1 p.m. the next day, which is April 23rd, we will have our second virtual hearing. That way we'll have a virtual hearing in the evening, virtual hearing in the afternoon, following the afternoon, 23rd. And that will again be presided over Ms. Chestnut. And then on the evening of the 23rd, the woman has reserved a spot for us to have a second in-person public hearing at 6 p.m.